1663.
Kate Delaney, coast to coast and everywhere in between, on a little show called America Tonight on this jam-packed hour here on ATN. We're going to take you to the floor of the UN. That was apparently the place to be for nutballs and idiots and everybody in between. Muammar Gaddafi speaking to the crowd, getting a little rambling and fist-pumping going on, shouting at the UN for basically ripping Libya off and not promising what they should have been promised, what he thought was equality with everybody else, and then praising Obama and saying how great Obama is and that Obama, if only Obama could continue to be president forever, basically. Then you had Ahmadinejad addressing the crowd at the UN, and the British delegates just simply walked right out in the middle of it to show that they weren't pleased to hear him speak whatsoever. And then, of course, you have Fidel Castro praising Obama. So, hey, it was kind of a mixed bag of fruits and nuts at the United Nations in New York. We go from that to healthcare. Healthcare on everybody's mind. Of course it is. It affects every single one of us. Our mothers, our fathers, us, obviously, children, grandchildren, I mean, you name it. Anybody who is alive and breathing here in the United States will be touched by what's happening with healthcare reform. The question is, will you be touched even more in your wallet and your purse? Will you have to pull out more money? People are so overtaxed, especially the middle class right now, that the idea of shelling out more cash doesn't sit well with anybody. Penalties for not being insured when you can't afford it. Other means of taxation, a change in payment, who knows? A lot of uncertainty still continues to fly around when you talk about healthcare reform, right? So here's the latest from Lindsey Graham, who I'm in complete agreement with, the Republican from South Carolina. If there's anyone who tries to reach across the aisle, I think Lindsey Graham tries to do it, but he gets that it's just an ever-growing price tag, and things that are being thrown out there make no sense because it's like a fairy tale. It's a fairy tale that possibly that can't possibly have a happy ending if we continue to go in this direction. And if the nuclear option, by the way, is pulled in the House, meaning it's really called reconciliation, meaning we don't have to have the GOP, so screw them. We'll just move ahead and we'll just ram this through, and the American people will be that much better off. But no, we won't be that much better off. Here's what Senator Graham's thoughts recently were.
Yeah, this gives making sausage a bad name. It's ridiculous, really. You got three proposals. The House bill that was jammed through the House without any Republican support. That's about $1 trillion of spending, $289 billion of the deficit. And you have the Baucus bill that literally changes every day. We're making this up as we go, dealing with 1/6 of the economy, probably not a good way to do business.
All right.
Well, I think, one, I applaud him for trying to solve the problem, but here's the problem with his bill. Whether it's $856 billion of new spending or $1 trillion, the way they get to deficit neutrality doesn't make sense to me. The bill will assume that the Congress in the next 10 years will cut Medicare by $400 billion. We haven't cut 40 cents out of Medicare, and it goes to the uninsured, which I don't think is going to go over very well. And it's $300-something billion in taxes at a time we can afford no new taxes, and it adds 11 million people to the Medicaid rolls, and which will hurt states who are already bankrupt. They can't afford the 5% surcharge. So I don't think this bill is going to go anywhere because it's fundamentally flawed. We're not going to do the things to make it deficit neutral, and it has a policy shift to expand Medicaid at a time when it can't afford to be expanded. Well, you know, the process of making a bill is complicated, but you got 500-something amendments that will be going through in about, what, a week? Nobody understands the bill because the ink wasn't dry on the original version until it was substantially changed. There's a lot of pushback about the mandate raising the cost to middle-class Americans. I thought we were supposed to lower health care costs. This bill had the opposite effect. It was a really big surcharge to middle-class Americans, the people we're trying to help. So it's been changed today from yesterday, $28 billion in extra subsidies. They're meeting themselves coming and going.
Well, what I'm worried about, Senator...
Yeah, here's what I think. They're trying to buy votes. That's your point. That's what they did with the cap and trade bill. They started exempting people from the effects of the bill, and they passed it by one vote in the House. They're literally trying to change the formula to get more people on board, but we've lost a vision. The vision for me is to take the existing amount of money we spend on health care, which is more than any place in the world, do some reforms like medical malpractice that will lower cost, empower people to make more purchases in the private sector, not less, and try to find a way to move forward as a country. That means getting in a room, thinking about it over time, where Republicans, Democrats, and the private sector trying to plan a bill around a vision. The vision here is to pass something. They don't give a damn what it is, and nobody understands what they're doing. That's not a good way to change one-sixth of the economy. Well, I would say to the people who say that about me, you're not looking at what I've done. I'm on two bills. Russ Feingold and Lindsey Graham, the right and the left, have come up with a demonstration project, $40 billion, to be given in grants to five states to find ways to insure the uninsured with different ideas. One could be a single-payer plan, the other could be a private sector plan, but see what would work in the states, get the data, and make an informed decision. The other bill I'm on with seven Republicans and seven Democrats is the Wyden-Bennett bill. It is a bipartisan compromise. It requires everyone to be insured. It has no public option. It is deficit neutral. You buy your health care in the private sector. It takes the deductions from business over a three-year period and gives them to individuals so that they can use the tax code to empower individuals to buy health care through the private sector. I am on a bipartisan bill, but the president is dead stuck on this my way or the highway, and nobody seems to be caring much about bipartisanship.
All right, I agree with what Lindsey Graham said there. He's on with Neil Cavuto, and I thought it was worthwhile for you to hear his comments. And you could tell right from the very beginning, it's absolutely what we've been talking about here on America Tonight, right from the get-go. Where is the vision in this? And it's, again, excuse my colorfulness, but who's taking it in the shorts? It's the middle class. It is the group of people, of hard-working Americans, who cannot afford this. And no matter how much they sell this and try to put the sizzle on it, are people paying attention to what you're actually being sold? And it's called being sold down the river, at least everything that I've heard. Over the weekend, you had Obama talking on all of the Sunday talk shows, of course, except for Chris Wallace's show on Fox. And it's interesting. It begs the question... is the president overexposed, and is he hyping and pushing this down our throat in a no-win situation? Sounds good, right? Free? There is no free lunches. There is no free health care for anybody in the United States. Trust me, my friends. What happened at the UN? We'll tell you next on America Tonight.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water. water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
In 1965, this was a sound. Commission's done. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama. And if you play the scene. Got a brand new bag.
Alright, so Barack Obama addresses the UN crowd for the first time. The threat of his speech pretty much was, let's get rid of the nukes. Let's not rely on the United States to have to carry everybody. We need some help, and as people want to basically, in a nutshell, demand that America be there, attack us, and then expect that we're supposed to be there in every critical situation across the world, which was the one thing I agreed with in his entire 38 minutes. And then, of course, Obama talked about the United States not recognizing the legitimacy of continued Israeli settlements. And I have to think Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, who was not on hand for this, wouldn't be too thrilled with what he heard as a part of Obama's speech. And he took his shot at the Palestinians as well. This is a day after, oh, we're going to broker this whole peace thing, and we need to get moving on this since March, which, like I said, I'd love to be a fly on the wall to hear what the prime minister is saying to the people around him and the Palestinians. Who controls the Palestinians? Hamas. Do you talk to, do you negotiate with terrorists? Can you imagine if somebody suggested, well, the United States should just make up with bin Laden. Can't you have a beer summit with bin Laden? Find him. Forget about it. Talk to the Taliban. Give me a break. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hey, honey, we can go a whole segment, so here we go. First of all, as far as Libya is concerned, it's Gaddafi. I'm not really changing my views, but he's got a point saying that the UN is irrelevant, because he made a lot of points about wars and stuff that's going on. And I know people are going, shock, oh, my God, he's agreeing with Gaddafi. I'm not talking about his sponsorship of terrorism and everything else. The UN is, we should get out of the UN. We should just roll that building into the UN. And that's the only point I believe in. And the reason the British walked out with the Iranians is because they didn't have an oil deal like they had with Libya to release the
terrorists. That's right.
So the British are a bunch of phonies, fake phonies and frauds. And this call is initially to you. I want to talk about domestic and international terrorism. But before I do, and this is all international and domestic terrorism, the Christian Science Monitor had a two-page article on the guns coming, actually the crime, the drug cartel crime in Mexico. And they had one sentence about guns coming from America, one sentence. And the Christian Science Monitor, as people know out there, is not a conservative organization. It's pretty liberal. But
right.
The point I'm bringing up is the Mexican military and the top cops have all been sucked into the cartels down there. So the name is the Zetas, and they're basically Los Pepes that killed Escobar. The point I'm bringing up is, see how they brought up how all the guns were coming from America? Uh-uh. Remember I told you domestic terrorism in America? Hugo Chavez, a few years back, he bought 100,000 AK-47s from Russia. He's still buying weapons. I would love to know how many of the grenade launchers, automatic weapons, fully automatic, that you cannot get from America are coming from South America, the Mexican military, and people like Chavez, but they're being certainly very quiet about that. And speaking of guns, I don't want to leave my gun control, pro-gun people out. The Justice Department is investigating the police department in New Orleans after Katrina, which was the biggest illegal, unconstitutional gun grab in American history.
Mm-hmm.
They're going after the police, the shootings that were down there that happened after Katrina, but they're not talking, it doesn't surprise me that Eric Holder is not talking about the gun confiscations, which, if it ever happens again, the liberals always said, oh, we'll never come after your guns. 5 years ago it happened, or 4 years ago, it was the biggest illegal gun confiscation by unauthorized by out-of-state police that ever happened, and it never gets any play in the media. They said they would never do it, but they're doing it. I told you, domestic and international terrorism, normal people being disarmed. And really quick, there's a silent partner about this that's being very quiet. The same people that funded Pakistan's nuke, because Pakistan's a Sunni, they're very quiet in this thing about Israel going after Iran. And did you see that the big new Brzezinski?
He was
a foreign policy team under Carter. Now he's whispered into Obama's ear. He's saying that the Americans should shoot down Israeli jets if they're on their way to bomb the Iranian nuclear reactors. But first of all, he is a globalist and a scumbag, and he should be in jail. But the reason the people that are being quiet behind the possible bombing of Iran, which may be why Ahmadinejad is being conciliatory now, is Saudi Arabia. Because in the world's great religions, Christian, Jewish and Muslim, they were all heading towards Armageddon. Some of them want it more than others. People have to realize the rift between the Sunni and the Shia. Iran gets bombed, Iran is Persian, it's Shia, Saudi Arabia is going to sit back and smile. Because I think there's a deal between Saudi Arabia, Russia, and America. If the Strait of Hormuz is bombed and the gas prices go up to, oil goes to $300 a barrel, we'll still have supplies coming from Russia because we get tons of oil from them. So there's a backroom deal and Saudi Arabia to let the world's economy keep going. But Saudi Arabia sits back like the Cheshire Cat saying, hey, you just bombed our enemies for us. Now we can blame the little Satan and we can even blame America. It's still they go by unscathed. And the last point, if I could, none of this health care terrorism is going to mean a damn thing if my and my best friends or my coworkers' arms and legs are all over blown up all over Grand Central.
That's right.
There's 24 scumbags that they're still looking for. The FBI is frightened to death, and they said that the NYPD jumped the gun. But again, we had an imam who was a who they went to to ask. Could we please have a moratorium on mosque building in this country? Oh, my God, Mark, what did you say? Freedom of religion. No. Just like the guys from Newburgh that wanted to bomb the synagogues, just like the Fort Dick Six, just like the maniac in North Carolina, they're here. They're in the prisons. What is it going to take before we round these people up? And if something does happen, you should go after these people and then go after Bloomberg, go after Obama, go after all of these appeasers that kiss the Islamic rear ends, which are going to be gathering in the Capitol on Saturday. My point is, they want Armageddon. I don't want them. They want to kill us all. I want them stopped, and I want them out of my country now.
Right.
Thanks, Kate.
Right. All right, Mark, thanks. Mark made an impassioned plea, which he knows he and I share what happened with 9/11, both being in New York at the time. And he's right, and he sounds radical, like he says. He knows that people are saying, oh, that's terrible, that's brutal. I mean, there's fabulous Muslims in this country. That's not what we're talking about, and that's not what he's talking about. If you pay attention, you follow the, you know, the dotted line, and you link some of what he said, whether it was North Carolina, whether it's what we recently saw in New York, whether it's what I've been talking about, this, the fact that, okay, now you have the FBI and the state police and local police forces across the country supposed to be on a heightened alert for the possibility of some kind of terroristic activity, more in our bigger cities, but it doesn't mean that there's no rhyme or reason. They don't know what was planned, that there was backpacks that were supposed to be blown up somewhere. It seems as though New York, obviously, the main target, but not a lot of information is trickling out, and I think that's the way they want it, frankly, in New York. And he makes a point, every time we trace it back, it's linked to a mosque. It's linked to a mosque somewhere. And people protect care, and people talk about, you know, they talk about the freedoms, and the ACLU comes through for them and whatnot. Remember, you had the situation on the plane, and here's the problem. I agree, yes, there are people in this country who are of Muslim faith, who have nothing to do with and no connections to jihadists or al-Qaeda, you know, even the Taliban, splinter groups, whatever. They don't. But there are also the cells that are definitely here and definitely assimilating. And you have to decide. You know, in Israel, yes, it's smaller. And, yes, you're talking about not as much travel, et cetera. But there's a reason why El Al has not had the problems that we've had. They haven't had their any of their planes flown into buildings or into Tel Aviv or anywhere else. And it's because they flat out profile people. They flat out pull you aside. I know I've told this story before, but I've been to a lot of foreign countries, and always I am pulled aside and asked questions. Journalista, what are you doing asking me questions about that? I mean, am I worried? Am I fearful? No. But I'm pulled aside because, one, sometimes I'm in a situation where not a lot of Americans are going through, or for whatever reason, the journalist thing, or why are you in our country? So I don't understand why we can't be more vigilant. I don't understand, as Tomas asked me in a previous show, why we're so loosey-goosey at the borders, and this is acceptable to people. And you're called names and you're labeled if you say otherwise. 800-259-5791. Do you agree? You can chime in on this one if you want to.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term, storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com, or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today. When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up, 15 minutes of controversy. We'll get to that here on ATN. But first, a couple of things. This was a very sad story. Don't know how many people may have caught this on their local news stations, or perhaps you were driving around earlier in the day, and some of the stations I'm on across the U.S., you heard little news blurbs on it. But the FBI is looking into the hanging of a census worker in Kentucky, and here's the awful thing. They said Fed was scrawled on his chest. He was hanging from a tree near a cemetery, and you know, they don't know, what was he a victim of, some kind of anti-government thing? Could it have been gang related? Who knows? They really didn't reveal very much, other than to say that this guy Bill Sparkman was a 51-year-old part-time census field worker and a teacher. He was found in a remote patch in one of the national forests. It was the Daniel Boone National Forest, as a matter of fact. It's in southeast Kentucky. Because, of course, you know, when you do the census thing, you go door to door. And they found his body. They're doing the autopsy, trying to find out more information. But what an awful thing is what kind of foul play, if there is foul play, was involved here. That would be attacking a federal worker because of his federal job. So it's a federal crime. And it's sad. I guess this guy was a substitute teacher, and He was supplementing his income as a census worker, and they think he was there for a while. The body was partially decomposed, and they haven't been able to release the body for burial yet or any of that sort of stuff. Now, his mother said that her son's death is a mystery to her, but that she has her own ideas but can't say them out loud. When she was asked by a local news crew as to what, you know, as what was it? Was it just some weird thing? Was it some kind of gang related thing? You know, what was it? But it sounds to me like he was just doing his job and could be maybe gang related from what I've been able to ascertain. But what a horrible, 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 senseless, ridiculous thing to happen. And I can imagine that the people in that county in there were pretty upset by that. In fact, they suspended the door-to-door census deal. And of course they did, because who's going to want to do it there after that has happened? All right. In the meantime, here's something that all of us can relate to, certainly financially. I am sure you are stunned. You are going to be stunned by what I am about to tell you, but check this out. The controversial, you know, bailout program, that whole $700 billion that supposedly helped avert, of course, the collapse of the financial system. But what are the chances of us actually getting the money back? Well, one of the government watchdog agencies says pretty much it's extremely unlikely. Yeah. The Senate Banking Committee had a hearing today just ahead of the one-year anniversary of the enactment of what they call, of course, we know it as TARP, the Troubled Asset Relief Program, which is the bailout program, basically. And the bailout special inspector general, rather, is saying, yeah, it's pretty unclear if we're going to actually meet the goal of getting the overall returns, you know, maximizing and getting the overall returns to the taxpayer. Pretty much TARP recipients have repaid funds for what has been reported as a 17% profit. So it's unlikely, if you look at the numbers, that there would be a full return on this. An example is, to give you an example, you look at the mortgage modification program, they're going to use about $50 billion of TARP funds, and that gets no direct return. And then there are other programs, including the assistance program to the three dreaded letters, AIG, and the auto companies, even their full recovery is not a definite. And then you look at this, this watchdog agency is saying, look, the government hasn't met its goal of increasing lending by the banks either. So, you know, you look at mortgages and foreclosures. The program's also failed to enable homeowners to keep their homes and employees to keep their jobs. In the last year, foreclosures have continued to soar. Unemployment is at a 26-year high, almost 10%, and the risk of foreclosure is way too close to affecting too many Americans, with unemployment that continues to rise. I mean, unacceptable. And then people are out and they can't find a way back in. How are they supposed to pay for these mortgages? This is why people, you can feel the fury, and many of you can relate to this, why so many of us are upset, because this is going on, all these economic crippling issues, and then along comes health care reform. And what we all want to know is, what's the cost? What's the true bottom line here? And we know it's just not good. It's not good for any of us, because you're going to pay, my friends. And that's inevitable. It's just a question of where the Wheel of Fortune lands and how much it's going to be. Aaron is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hello, Aaron.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Good. You heard about, I was talking about the census worker. What's your take on that?
Well, it's been a while since I've talked to you, so it's good to kind of be back, I guess, talking to you on the airwaves again.
I'm glad you called.
My heart goes out to the family of that gentleman. My wife, you know, just as an aside, my wife, she always, when I watch TV and I see these court shows, or you have those shows up there like Jerry Springer, and I see some of these people on there, and I go, please do not let them say they're from Kentucky. This really is just something that Kentucky did not need. I mean, somebody that was going around helping with the census, and for whatever reason, I mean, I'm sure as the days go on, more details will be found out, but, you know, I mean, the gentleman was doing the job, you know, as far as any of us know here, you know, just doing the job, worked with the census, you know, part-time, I guess. But it's just a shame that, you know, our society, the way it is now is that, well, I guess they may have to rethink about how they do the census or something, because, you know, you can't send people out to go door-to-door if they're going to get, you know, killed by somebody just because they, I guess, are mad they're there. I mean, you know, like I said, for whatever reason, it's just a shame. My heart goes out to the family of the gentleman.
I think it's awful. Can you imagine? He was just doing this to supplement his income.
Yeah, and a lot of people are doing that because, you know, the economy and, sure. You know, just trying to kick in some extra money, you know, and that's a great thing. And, you know, I applaud him, and I may think about doing something, you know, like that myself sometime. But, yeah, that's just awful. And, you know, I just hope other people don't think that, you know, people in Kentucky just are, you know, brainless and stuff, just with guilt.
No.
Kill people for something silly. You know, I mean, you know, that's just a silly thing. So I hope the people are found and brought to justice on that.
I agree.
The health care, I guess, everybody has had a opinion on that. I've really stepped back and listened. You know, there's a lot of things going on with that. As of right now, it's not good. The state of what the president wants to push through. I think a big thing is underlying everything is there's, I mean, for me, you know, there's still the issue of, you know, abortion has not been taken out of, you know, being covered under health care. And to me, it seems like as liberal and left as the president is, I mean, I wonder if he's just so stuck on supporting abortion that he would just rather see his health care reform go down the tube and say, well, you know, we'll make sure we won't, you know, that won't be in there, that the language will say, you know, that abortion will now be covered, you know, under this health care plan. What do you think about that?
Yeah, Aaron, supposedly that the new things that they were proposing was not going to include that. But by saying they're not going to include that, they don't have that in there right now. You have to have very specific language. So you're right. I think from what I've been able to hear, that from what I know, the buzz on the Hill, that it is going to include that it will not cover that. But do we feel 100% certain? Because right now, as it stands, some of the bills that are there that are proposed are not clear on that. You're right.
Yeah, Jay Sekulow, I know, I listen to him too. And, I mean, from what the information he's gathered, because he's right there, got an office in Washington, and it actually, under a certain circumstance, it actually could be covered. I'm not, you know, fully.
Well, what he's saying in his talk show is what they were spelling out as if it was rape, if it was a situation of rape or a chance of the death of the woman, the girl, whatever, the extreme circumstances, which is always the arguing point. What is the extreme circumstance? That's definitely in there. That's what they're saying. So, yes, he's right. That's left in there, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's I think, you know, I mean, if we're going to reform health care, and, I mean, I think it should be. There's, of course, a lot of things that should be, but, you know, I think it could be done in such a way that the country could come out ahead, that it could actually help people. You know, it's just people can't have all their agendas. You know, you can't have all these hidden agendas and want to put everything in there. You know, you've got to do what you're setting out to do is reform health care, and that's it.
Right, absolutely. Aaron, glad that you called us again. Find us again. You're a good caller. Thank you. He's right. There is a way to do this, and Lindsey Graham said it. We let you hear what he had to say, but nobody's pursuing that. 15 minutes next.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why Oxy Silver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. Oxy Silver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing Oxy Silver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order Oxy Silver today. This call could save your life.
You can always send us an email here on America Tonight. It's easy, americatonight.net. All right, 15 minutes of the controversy. There are a couple of things that came out earlier in the day. Actually, this story broke the other day. Don't know if you heard about it or not. The Ohio woman implanted with the wrong embryo. Oh, can you imagine the controversy here? Probably much more than a 15-minute conversation, to say the least. The woman's name was Carolyn Savage, and she really didn't know what to say or what to do or, you know, any of that sort of stuff. She was in her doctor's office with the baby's biological mother. They were brought together by a horrible mistake at a fertility clinic. A doctor said that they had given the woman the wrong embryo, and now she was carrying the other woman's child. And she was on some show, there was some quote from her where she talked about, you know, the ultrasound process and saying that she was being wanded, and the technician is talking to somebody else. There's your baby's nose, your baby's head. She said it was incredibly surreal. The embryo mix-ups at fertility clinics are very rare, and they've had just a few instances of these, but when they do happen, it is obviously very ugly. It turns into a custody battle, lawsuits, and sadly, one abortion. This time, the woman who this happened to, I give her credit, the Savages, her husband and Caroline decided that the right thing to do was to give the baby to the biological parents because this is somebody else's child. And, you know, she's saying they didn't know if they had children or there was sort of last chance for a child and that they would want to, she knows that if it were them, they would want to have the child back. So she's supposed to give birth to this baby boy within a couple of weeks, cesarean section wise. And when it happens, the biological parents will be nearby waiting to get their son. Ugh. Think about it from the other angle, too. What does that family say to her? Oh, thanks for having the child for us. I guess what happened was that the clinic transferred the wrong frozen embryo to her womb. And then 10 days later, they got a call from the doctor saying the wife was pregnant with somebody else's child. So she said there was never a moment where they thought that they were going to have another child of their own because they told them right away. Oof. Wow. Well, I give them credit, like I said. I mean, it's pretty impressive of anything that I've read or heard about. Amazing that they're just doing the right thing. They're just saying we have to do this. I mean, their real parents were terrified, and this is, this is amazing that they're so generous and willing to go through the pain and all that goes on with the birth and just give the child to the other family. Wow. Imagine the clinic, and they had to make that phone call. How do you make it up to these people? I mean, really, what is there to make up? You carry the baby to term, and unfortunately, you know, hey, we made a mistake. Oh, that's ugly. That's, like I said, more than 15 minutes of controversy. All right, speaking of controversy, this is a big bombshell. And there was a group called the Mamas and the Papas. Remember, they're famous for a bunch of different songs, California Dreaming and whatnot. Well, I think the people surrounding John Phillips thought they were dreaming when they heard Mackenzie Phillips, his daughter, say that her life, of course, her life has been all about drug abuse and arrests and all kinds of things. But she confessed that she had a 10-year consensual sexual relationship with her father, the rock star in that group, John Phillips. You know, this is, if you remember her, if you ever watched the show One Day at a Time, she told Oprah Winfrey that she was first raped by her father in a hotel. She was 18. She passed out after a drug binge, but continued to use sex and have, continued to use drugs and have sex with him for years. And of course, she married when she was like, I want to say she was 19 or 20, but she said their relationship ended when she became pregnant, and the reason why is because she was worried that the father of her baby was her father's. Oh, unbelievable. She's got a new book, and it's called High on Arrival. That's the one thing about books. You have to have controversy, especially the famous people, but really anybody. Controversy is what sells. How often have I talked about what people have written in books, politicians, on America Tonight? So now you have all kinds of people reacting to this, including, you know, people that were around both of them, and they're saying that they don't necessarily believe what she's saying. You know, she traveled with her father. They started a band called the New Mamas and the Papas, and she traveled with them for a while, and you got to figure in that family that has a rippling effect. And the former wife of John Phillips says that she doesn't believe what Mackenzie Phillips is saying. And her former co-star Valerie Bertinelli said she learned about it while, you know, she was during the taping of one of the shows, and said, you know, you're only as sick as your secrets. And she said she regretted not being there to help her earlier, that she, you know, had no idea about it. So is it an exaggeration? Is it a sick drug-induced, who knows what, crazy thing went on while they were traveling there, but that's an awful, I think, 15 minutes of controversy. But just like the story previous, it has the common denominator of being something certainly extremely, extremely controversial. I would classify this as 15 minutes of controversy, too. And I hope this guy gets everything that he could possibly get and they nail him to the wall. This Raymond Clark creep, the one who went after the girl at Yale and stuffed her into a wall, basically. If this always happens. Now they're asking people about him. What was the deal with him? Turns out he had a hot trigger. Former girlfriends are saying that. They're saying that the lab tech accused of killing Annie Lay, that, you know, that he was somebody who would just explode, and that he was very dark and very controlling, and even though he was popular and everything else, he had this weird fuse on him. And apparently, you know, they found her body shoved in the wall of the basement of the on-campus laboratory where she worked. It was made on the day that she was supposed to have been married, so he's arrested. Last week we talked about it a lot. He's being held on $3 million bail. He's in a maximum security prison waiting trial. He's due in court October 6th. Just awful for this family. They're beside themselves and can't understand how this possibly could have happened, how he, you know, what could the relationship have been just because they worked in the lab and he blew a fuse. And, you know, they had no connection other than the brief working in the lab. That's it. But people knew that there was, they're saying that people knew there was something not right with him. And here's what I wonder. When you know something is not right, I'm not saying that, you know, someone just has an off day. But when there's enough people now saying this, why is this never brought to anyone's attention? Why does nobody say anything? And then, of course, you're left with, that's right. Back in 2003, a girlfriend claimed that she had to be forced to have sex with him and feared what she might happen if she broke up with him. And, yeah, they actually investigated that. So then he gets this job in the lab and this horrible thing happens. Why didn't somebody speak out before that? I'd say that counts as controversy. You know, if it's there, if there's smoke, something else, sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire, and you have to react. All right, remember, folks, you can send me your thoughts on the show, anything you'd like to see coming up on America Tonight, or just reaction to some of the things that we talked about. Send it to americatonight.net.
To the Batcave. We haven't one moment to lose.